The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is a new month, March 1st. Wow, where did February go? I know it was a shorter month, but still. Anyways, it is still 2018, and we've still got the best technology news coming your way right now in about 5 minutes from the past 48 hours. Well, some things never change, and that's Amazon having money. A lot of it, apparently, because they've decided to acquire smart doorbell maker Ring. You know, those futuristic doorbells, they're kind of cool. Cool enough to spend $1 billion, apparently. This is all according to Reuters, by the way. The acquisition was actually just announced yesterday, but I think this has been in the plans for quite some time now. Probably to help with this emerging, as you know, the in-home delivery, in-home services market that they're trying to get into. Particularly the ones where they can actually put your package inside and hope to God they don't steal anything else while they're inside. Yeah, that service. Plus, we can't leave out Alexa either. Chances are she's going to be integrated into the new Ring devices, or at least whatever they're going to be called now. Yeah, before long, it may not just be your smart home, it might be Amazon's smart home. You got those tweets that you just love and just like to keep them, you know, for keepsake reasons? Well, now you can, thanks to Twitter's bookmarks. Yeah, that new feature's rolling out today, giving you a way of saving those tweets that just mean something special to you. Now, before this, all we could do is like a tweet, but you no longer have to just like it. Now you can just save it and make it your personal secret. Yep, that's right, your personal secret, meaning that when you do the bookmark thing, nobody's gonna know that you did it. To bookmark it, all you gotta do is tap or click the new share icon beneath a tweet. That's the icon where the direct message icon was actually previously. Do that and you're on your way to bookmarking a whole bunch of tweets that you'll probably never even look at again. Slack has got some competition now from Google. Yeah, we're referring to Hangouts Chat. That's Google's answer to Slack. Well, it's launching today. Hangouts Chat, of course, will be available to all G Suite users over the next week. That means, of course, if it's enabled. However, though, don't get confused between Hangouts Chat and just regular Hangouts. Trust me, I'm already confused, Google. Apparently, that's a distinct service that's still going to live in your Gmail mailbox. Now, just like Slack, Hangouts Chat will feature virtual rooms for different parts of your company or team or whatever it may be. And each room can actually hold up to 8,000 people. Not too bad. Getting all those 8,000 people to agree on the same thing, though, good luck to you. And of course, just like with Slack, you can get an app for it for iOS, Android, macOS, and of course, Windows. And don't forget, since it's Google, it also has a web interface. Finally, new neutrality. Yep, we're still talking about it. As we all know, a lot of the companies out there say, "Hoo-hoo, yeah, we're all for it." Meanwhile, consumers like you and me, yeah, we kind of know better. As far as the big company side, one company out there, AT&T, you would think, yeah, they're all for it. Apparently, they're not. Really? Sorry, I just got something in my throat. Yes, apparently AT&T opposes the blocking or throttling of access to websites or online content. Really? They went on to say they're also against the creation of internet fast lanes. At least according to Bob Quinn over there, that's AT&T's senior executive vice president. The actual quote was, AT&T is not interested in creating fast lanes and slow lanes on anyone's internet. But that's about as far as that quote went. Because after that, he started talking about packets, directing autonomous cars, public safety communications, you know, all the stuff that you and I would think about, say, yeah, that kind of is important. Yeah, I mean, they do have some things they do want to be redirecting. So after that, Quinn went on to say, so let's address those concerns around paid prioritization without impacting those innovations. Yeah, I kind of knew that headline about AT&T supporting net neutrality and they won't create internet fast lanes, so it's all kind of... Come on, this is a company that used to be a monopoly, remember? Oh, wait a minute, they're kind of becoming a monopoly again. If you've got a story and no one else is going to listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website for the podcast, the blog, reviews, all over there for your choosing. Also, catch us on Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And we've got our Slack room. That's where our BTN community is. Come on over and join us. britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back for your Friday edition. We will be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you. And thank you so much for listening.